Penelope's story was preserved on scraps of paper stuffed into tin boxes, stored for generations in the local courthouse. On those crumbling fragments, if we listen carefully, we can hear echoes from as far back as 1691, when the woman was in her early 20s. Penelope, by this time, had developed an intimate relationship with a free man of African descent named Thomas Sango, who was determined both to marry her and to liberate her. Thomas had allies in this quest. A white neighbor later recalled going to Nathaniel's house to assist Thomas in a contract he was making with Nathaniel concerning his Negro woman named Penelope. Thomas agreed in this contract to apprentice himself to Nathaniel for 4 years. Nathaniel, in turn, would allow Thomas to marry Penelope, and he would set the woman free at the end of Thomas's term. Any children Penelope bore during the 4 years of the contract would be required to labor for Nathaniel for a time, and that time is actually not specified in the records that exist. But it is clear in those records that those children would not become chattel slaves. So the agreement had some benefits, but it also had downsides. For instance, as Thomas's neighbor put it, Thomas would have no advantage with respect to the freedom of his intended wife if he should serve 3 years and 3 quarters. When Thomas pointed this out to Nathaniel, though, the enslaver stated that he was not willing to consider any other terms. Persuaded that there was no alternative, Thomas complied with Nathaniel's demands. And so, Thomas relinquished his independence, moved into Nathaniel's household as a bound laborer, and married Penelope. This was an extraordinary stroke of good fortune for the young woman. As a result of the contract, Penelope could look to a future in which she and her husband would be unencumbered by enslavers and able to raise children in liberty. But then, Thomas died. Did Thomas die 3 3/4 years into his contract with Nathaniel, as he and his neighbor had feared? No record notes the time of Thomas's passing, but we know that he was gone before Penelope sued for freedom in 1705, because the court referred to the woman as the widow of Thomas Sango of Charlestown. We also know that Penelope declared herself ready to prove that the conditions of her freedom were complied with. This suggests that Thomas indeed served out his 4 years. Significantly, Nathaniel did not dispute Penelope's account in court. But the story does not quite add up. If Thomas had labored for the required 4 years, Penelope should have been freed when those 4 years came to a close back in 1695. Why would she have waited until 1704 to leave? A fragment in the archives might provide the answer. In April of 1704, a Negro child bound by a man identified as Mr. Carey passed away. The child's name is not noted in the record, nor is the child's parentage, but both the April 1704 death and the obligation to a man with Nathaniel's last name fit Penelope's story. Penelope did not desert Nathaniel's household until June 1704, 2 months after the child claimed by Mr. Carey passed away. Perhaps the woman chose to labor in Nathaniel's household while her offspring came of age in bondage, trading her freedom for proximity to the one she cared about, just as her husband had done for her years before.